Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. It's easy enough. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, be sure to email us any questions you may have about insurance or a topic that you would like us to cover on the podcast, Let's Talk Insurance. I would be more than happy to do a topic or answer a question that our listeners may have. So again, you can send those questions or topic suggestions to mvpinsure.us, or you can email us at mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, we just got a ton of snow. I talked about this a couple weeks ago. We just got dumped on here a couple weeks ago. And it looks like we're going to be getting even more snow coming up over the next few days. With that, and in between, we've had like temperatures in the 30s and low 40s. And then, again, dropping back down into the teens and single digits. So we've had a gamut as far as temperature swings, and that can cause ice dams to form. Here in the Midwest, ice dams are common and often cause a lot of damage to the interior of homes, although in most cases, damage caused by ice dams is covered by homeowners insurance. Prevention is a lot better and less costly than a claim. And basically, if you don't know what an ice dam is, it's basically where the snow on your roof melts from the top down. So the peak of your roof gets really warm in the sunshine, melts the snow, and the water drips down. And when it gets to the bottom of your roof, it tends to collect and refreeze because, you know, the top of your roof is going to be real warm and then the bottom of your roof is going to be real cold. And there are reasons for that, not only because of the sunshine and the warmer weather, but also there are other factors that factor into it, and we'll be talking about that here shortly. And basically what that does is once it gets to the bottom of your roof, that's where you get all the huge icicles. And from there, the water tends to back up underneath the shingles and get into your home, causing water damage to the interior of your dwelling, which is not a fun thing. It's certainly not a fun thing. So definitely, if you can mitigate them, try to prevent them as much as possible, you're going to be much better off than turning in a claim to your homeowner's insurance carrier. I'm just going to share a few tips that I found from an article by Family Handyman. You can go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. You'll see a blurb about Let's Talk Insurance. Go ahead and click on that, and it'll bring you to the blog for this podcast. If you happen to be listening later on, that's totally fine. On the blog, in the upper right, you'll see a search archive or a search bar. Just go ahead and type in Ice Dam Tips 2022. And it will bring you to the blog notes for today's podcast, along with a link to the article from Family Handyman. I do want you to read the full article. I'm only going to share a few of the tips here from that article. But definitely read the full article from Family Handyman. Lots of tips on how to mitigate or prevent ice dams from forming on your home. first tip that I have for you is close up your attic. According to the article, a third of heat loss in homes is from heat entering attics, with most coming from air leaks or gaps. They recommend plugging any gaps in walls around light fixtures, around pipes, chimneys, attic entry doors with caulk or expanding foam. You're not going to get everything, but get as much as you can to help cut down on the heat that rises up from the lower floors of the home getting into the attic. Because the attic, you know, once that heat gets up there, that's going to heat up the shingles, melt the snow. The melted snow is going to get to the edges of your roof and then refreeze into those huge icicles and eventually an ice dam. So by closing up the attic, that will prevent the heat from getting up into the attic and hopefully prevent the snow from melting on your roof. The next tip they have for you is check your insulation. Depending on where you live, building codes require between 12 inches and 14 inches of insulation. They recommend getting an R value of at least R40 and using blown-in insulation rather than batting insulation, as it can fit more tightly into crevices and around joists or rafters. They do recommend that for the additional funds that you're going to be better off hiring a blown-in insulation firm to come out and insulate your home rather than trying to do it yourself. I did it at our previous home. We had 4 inches of insulation in the roof or in the attic. So my dad and I went and bought a whole bunch of blown-in insulation at Lowe's, and at the time we could get a blower for free if you buy so many bales of blown-in insulation. You can rent their blower for free. Total pain in the keister. It's just not fun. I think we did end up being able to get about a foot of insulation up into the attic, and that did help a lot. But we did have an issue with the next tip that I'm going to share with you. But they recommend, and I have to agree, with the savings that we had versus the hassle and just the blown-in insulation getting all over, you know, getting in our clothes, getting in our hair, just being a complete mess to do. It's better to hire a professional to have them come out and do it. And get estimates, of course. You know, check the reviews on Yelp and Facebook and, you know, other places. Ask your friends and family and your neighbors who they may recommend to do the blown-in insulation. I think this time of year, you could probably get a decent deal with people that are, you know, with firms that are eager to get out and put their people to work. So definitely do your research. It's going to be worth it in the long run to have somebody else do it than you to try to do it yourself, for sure. The next tip I have for you, this is the issue that we had at the previous home, increased ventilation. Having adequate ventilation in the attic to allow warm air to flow out and cold air to flow in will help premature thawing of snow on your roof, allowing it to collect into an ice dam. The roof we had we didn't have soffit vents. We had a couple of like can vents on the top of the roof. Eventually, when we did replace the roof, we had them put in ridge vents and then also a can't remember what type of vent they called it, but it went along the middle of the roof, and it was basically like a I want to say it's a like a sponge kind of vent that went all the way across the roof to kind of help with airflow. You know, it went in through this, you know, vent on the lower middle of the roof, and then you had the ridge vent, so kind of, you know, cycling the air in and out. And it did help. So definitely you want to make sure that you have a decent airflow and ventilation in your roof. They do recommend that you have a contractor come out and determine that for you. The information that they have, it says, you need roughly 1 square foot of ventilation to every 300 square foot of roof space. They're talking about a combination of soffit vents and ridge vents can help with continuous airflow. But, you know, the calculations, it's really hard to determine, you know, because every roof is different. And then where you live, you know, that will factor into it as well. So they recommend that you have a professional come in. So have a contractor come out, you know, take a look at the ventilation in your roof and see if anything can be done to update it to make the airflow a little bit better. Because, you know, you have that, even though you close up your attic, you know, sealing any air leaks that you can, you know, you have enough insulation, there's still going to be warm air getting into that attic, you know, from areas that you couldn't reach or that the insulation doesn't get to. So by having that ventilation in there, any warm air that does make it into the attic will flow right out of the home, and the cold air will flow in to kind of maintain the temperature in that attic to prevent it from melting the snow on your roof prematurely, causing those ice dams to form at the bottom of the roof. So definitely it's best to have a contractor come out and check that out. Now, another tip here, again, I want you to go read the full article. Clean your roof. Using a roof rake when possible to remove excess snow from the roof can help in preventing or at least mitigating ice formation at the edges of your roof. The recommendation is you always use a roof rake from the ground floor and not from a ladder. If you've got a two-story home, you know, unless you can get a long enough, and they do have them, unless you can get a long enough roof rake where you can rake it from the ground, don't try to climb up on a ladder. That's not a smart thing to do. But if you can roof rake it, if at all possible, that's going to help you immensely, because there will be less snow on the roof to melt and form those ice dams. When raking, be careful not to damage the roofing shingles, as they become brittle in the cold weather, of course. So you got to make sure that when you are roof raking that you're being careful when you're laying the roof rake on and pulling the snow down, making sure that you're not banging it on the roof, because that could cause the roof shingles to crack off, and you definitely don't want that. Again, I want you to check out the full article from Family Handyman. You can go to our website again. That's mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, you'll see a link a section about Let's Talk Insurance. Go ahead and click on that. It'll bring you to our blog for the podcast. If you happen to be listening later on, upper right of the blog, you'll see a search bar, search archive. Just type in Ice Dam Tips 2022, and it will bring you to the blog post associated with this podcast with a link to the Family Handyman article. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you have a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Always looking for ideas for upcoming podcasts. So if you happen to have an insurance question or maybe a topic that you'd like to discuss, maybe you had a claim that you're not fully understanding why it was denied or why coverage was limited, hey, send us an email. I'll be glad to do the research to find out and give you an answer as far as the information I can find on why your claim was either denied or coverage was reduced. So go ahead and email me at mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Try to be specific as you can, in regarding the claim, because the more information I have, the better answer I can potentially give you. So, again, I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I hope you have a wonderful week, and if you're in the Midwest, buckle down and stay warm. Take care.